The Lord be with you. The Apostle Paul writes that followers of Jesus are imbued with divine powers. We call these spiritual gifts. And Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 12 that there's a whole variety of spiritual gifts, everything from the gift of wisdom and the gift of knowledge, the gift of faith, to things like the gift of prophecy, the gift of discerning spirits, the gift of healing, the gift of speaking in tongues and interpreting tongues. And towards the end, Paul writes that there's also the gift of working miracles, which means that it's not just Jesus who makes miracles happen. And that leads me to my question for you all today. In our gospel lesson, the wedding at Cana, when water is turned into wine, who is it that makes the miracle happen? Now, yes, the obvious answer is Jesus, and undoubtedly without Jesus, it could not have happened. But if you read the text carefully, it's pretty clear that Jesus doesn't actually want, initially, to make this miracle happen. When his mother, Mary, says to him, "Look, the wedding's run out of wine," Jesus' response is to say, "Woman, what is that to you and to me? My hour has not yet come." Jesus is saying, "I came to save the world from sin and death, not to provide bottomless drinks to the neighborhood." But Mary knows that for a young couple in her culture to run out of wine at their wedding would turn what should be a day of celebration, the happiest day of their life, into a day of shame and humiliation, which should be a day of union, would become a wound within their society. So Mary recognizes that there is a need, and she recognizes that she and her community are called to respond to it. And in this way, Mary demonstrates that she has a spiritual gift. She has the spiritual gift of wisdom. And then, despite Jesus' hesitancy to address this need, Mary calls to the servants and says to them, "Do whatever Jesus tells you." This is the spiritual gift of prophecy. Prophecy not in the sense of predicting the future, but in the biblical sense of prophecy, which is calling people to live into God's future by obeying God's word now.
So perhaps it is actually Mary who makes the miracle happen. Perhaps it is Mary who has the spiritual gift of miracles. But it is the servants who actually do the work, right? It is the servants who heed Mary's call, who obey Jesus' words, who actually do the work of lugging around 6 stone jars, each capable of holding 30 gallons of water. They're the ones who do the work of filling up those jars with 180 gallons of water. They're the ones who do the work of serving the wine to the chief steward. And all that, also requires spiritual gifts. First and foremost, it requires the spiritual gift of discerning spirits. See, we all have voices that try to tell us what we should do in life. Sometimes those voices are external, like our mom, which Jesus has happened today, or maybe our boss, or maybe the media, but we also have internal voices telling us what to do. The discernment of spirits is the gift of knowing which voice to listen to, which voice is sent from God and is helpful, and which voice is produced by sin and sickness and should be ignored. In our gospel lesson today, the servants are waiters at a fancy wedding reception, and this random lady and her son come up to them and start giving them orders that amount to, "All right, go into the janitor's closet, get 36 5-gallon buckets, fill the buckets with water, take them to your boss and serve him the water." Right? Those servants now, in that moment, they have to discern whether or not they should listen to this lady and her son, whether or not the spirit coming out of her mouth is crazy talk that's going to get them fired, or is divinely inspired and is going to save the party. And the servants discern correctly. They recognize that what Mary is telling them and Jesus' instructions, it comes from a good place. And so they obey. And so perhaps it is the servants who make the miracle happen. Perhaps it is the servants who have the gift of miracles. But it is the chief steward who is the first one to taste that water and proclaim that it has become wine. It is the chief steward who says that not only is this now wine, but it is the absolute best wine, that it should be served to the groom and to the guests. The chief steward uses the spiritual gift of knowledge to know and proclaim that something rare and wonderful has happened. The best has been saved for last, and now it should be shared and enjoyed by all. So perhaps it is the steward who makes the miracle happen, who has the gift of miracles. But you may see there's a pattern here, right? But what is the point of a miracle if not to inspire faith? John's gospel says that what happens at the wedding of Cana is the first of Jesus's signs. Now, a sign only functions if it is seen and understood. If the city of Chico were to take a stop sign and stick it in downtown, but they were to make it round and paint it blue and write it in Korean, no one would stop. They'd all crash into each other. The sign, no matter what the city's intention, would not function as a sign because people would not understand it. The turning of water into wine at Cana, it is a miraculous sign of Jesus' divinity because the disciples are inspired with the gift of faith. They see these events as revealing Jesus' glory, and the gospel says because of it, they believe in him. So perhaps it is the disciples who make the miracle happen. Perhaps it is the disciples who have the gift of miracles. But none of this would have happened had there not been a wedding in Cana in the first place. A little further on in the next chapter of 1 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul will say that there is one spiritual gift that is greater than all the others. He says the greatest of these is love. It is the love of the bride and the groom. A love that they are willing to share with their friends and their family. A love into which they invite Jesus, that allows for something ordinary to become spectacular. That allows for scarcity to be filled with abundance, that allows for not only the healing of this social wound, but for souls around the world to be healed for centuries to come. So perhaps it is the bride and the groom who make the miracle happen. Perhaps it is the bride and the groom who have the gift of miracles. But maybe they all do. Maybe each and every person in this story makes the miracle happen in their own unique way. The Apostle Paul says of spiritual gifts, there are many gifts, but the same Spirit. There are many services, but the same Lord. There are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates each of them in everyone. To everyone has been given a manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. It is God who makes the miracle happen, but God works through each and every one of us. Each and every one of these people in the story with their unique gifts and personalities. Not every spiritual gift is listed in 1 Corinthians 12, but other than the speaking and interpreting of tongues, every gift that is listed there appears at the wedding of Cana to make the miracle happen. God works through each and every one of us works through each and every person in the story, from Mary to the servants to the bride and the groom, because God makes miracles happen through you. That's true in our gospel story, and it's true today. This very night, a miracle will happen in our fellowship hall. An empty room will be transformed into a place of healing and shelter for 30 people who would otherwise be sleeping on the street tonight. This miracle is called Safe Space Winter Shelter. For this miracle to happen, it required someone with wisdom like Mary, who saw a need and recognized our community's responsibility to respond to it. It required that person like Mary to have the gift of prophecy, to speak to the churches of Chico and call them to live into God's future by obeying Jesus' command now to love our neighbors as ourselves. It required the churches of Chico to have the spiritual gift of discernment like the servants, to recognize that this call is a good and godly one, and then to obey it by opening up their church doors, by cooking dinners, by staying up late at night to watch over this flock by night. It required the spiritual gift of knowledge on the part of reporters and social workers and pastors to see that this ministry was good and proclaim it as so, to invite people living on the street to share in it. And it required people on the street to have the gift of faith like the disciples, to trust that when they were invited to give up their belongings for a night and walk through our church doors, what they would receive is the hospitality of Jesus. And it required the spiritual gift of love, like that of the bride and groom, a love so great that it had to be shared, that they had to invite Jesus to come and be a part of it. God is working miracles today through you, and some days you will be Mary with wisdom and prophecy, and some days you will be the servants with the discernment of spirits, and some days you will be the chief steward with knowledge to proclaim God's goodness, and some days you will be the disciples seeing and believing, and some days you will be the bride and the groom with love so great you have to share it and invite Jesus to be a part of it. But God is making miracles happen through you. Each and every one of you, all together, God is making the ordinary spectacular, filling scarcity with abundance, healing bits of this broken world one day at a time. Because together, we are the body of Christ. And so together, may the Spirit make us miraculous. Amen.